March 14, 1926. One who lives in the divine will must be the voice of all created things. In order to fulfill this office, the soul must be newly born in the divine will. The great difference that exists between one who is newly born in the divine will in time, like the celestial mama, and one who is reborn in the divine will at the thresholds of eternity. I continue to dissolve myself in the holy divine will. I would like to embrace everything and everyone, to be able to bring everything to my God as my own things, given to me by Him as gifts, in order to give Him, for each created thing, a little word of love, a thank you, and I bless you, and I adore you. And my always lovable Jesus came out from within my interior, and with His omnipotent fiat, He called the whole creation in order to place it on my lap, to give it to me as a gift. And with tenderness, all of love, He told me, "My daughter, all is yours. For one who must live in my will, everything which came out of my will, and which my will preserves and possesses, must be fully hers by right." Now, it was my omnipotent fiat that extended the heavens and settled them with stars. My fiat called the light to life and created the sun, as well as all the other created things. And my fiat remained inside the creation as triumphant, dominating and preserving life. Now, one who has won the divine will has won the whole creation, and even God Himself. Therefore, by right of justice, she must possess all that my will possesses. More so, since the creation is mute for its creator. And I made it mute because the one to whom I was to give it and who was to live in my will, would, herself, have speech in all created things, so that all things made by me might be speaking, not mute. So, you will be the voice of the heavens. And echoing from one point to another, it will make your words heard, which, resounding through the whole celestial atmosphere, will say, "I love, I glorify, I adore my Creator." You will be the voice of each star, of the sun, of the wind, of the thunder, of the sea, of plants, of mountains, of everything, repeating continuously, "I love, I bless, I glorify, I adore, I thank the one who created us." Oh, how beautiful will be the voice of my newborn of my will, of the little daughter of my volition, in all things. It will render the whole creation speaking, and creation will be more beautiful than if I had given it the use of the word. I love you so much that I want to hear your voice in the sun, loving, adoring, glorifying. I want to hear it in the celestial spheres, in the murmuring of the sea, in the darting of the fish, in the bird that sings and warbles, in the lamb that bleats, the turtle dove that moans. I want to hear you everywhere. I would not be content if, in all created things, in which my will has first place, I did not hear the voice of my little newborn who, rendering the whole creation speaking, gives me love for love, glory and adoration for each thing created by me. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive. I have given you much, and much do I want. Your mission is great, it is the life of my will that must be carried out in you, which embraces everything and possesses everything. Then, after this, I was thinking to myself, how can I do all that blessed Jesus tells me, being present in all created things, having one act for everything that the Supreme Volition does, as if it were to be my echo, and I its echo, if I am just newly born in the divine will? I should at least grow a little bit, to be able to diffuse myself a little more, as best I can, in all created things, as my beloved Jesus wants. Now, while I was thinking of this, He came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, do not be surprised if I tell you that you are the newborn of my will. You must know that my Immaculate Mama herself is the newborn of my will, because in comparing what the Creator is and what the creature can be, and take from God, she can be called a little newborn. And because she was the newborn of my will, she was formed in the likeness of her Creator and could be queen of all creation. And, as queen, she dominated everything, and her echo ran well with the echo of the divine will. And not only the celestial sovereign lady, but all saints, angels and blessed can be called just newly born in the eternal volition. In fact, as soon as the soul leaves her mortal body, she is reborn in my will. And if she is not reborn in it, not only can she not enter the celestial fatherland, but she cannot even be saved, because no one enters the eternal glory if one is not a birth from my will. However, I must tell you the great difference that exists between one who is the newborn of the supreme will in time, and those who were reborn at the thresholds of eternity. One example is my Queen Mama, who was the newborn of the divine will in time, and because she was newly born, she had the power to make her Creator descend upon earth. And while he was still immense, she made him become little within her maternal womb, to clothe him with her own nature and to offer him as the savior of the human generations. By being newly born, she formed seas of graces, of light, of sanctity, of science, in which to contain the one who had created her. By the power of the life of the supreme will which she possessed, she was able to do everything and to impetrate everything. God himself could not deny what this celestial creature was asking for, because it was his own will that was asking, to which he could not, and should not, deny anything. So, one who is newly born in my will in time, forms seas of grace while being in exile. And upon departing from the earth, she carries with herself all the seas of the goods which the divine will possesses, and therefore she carries with her God himself. To bring from the exile that will, that God who reigns in the heavens, is a portent. You yourself cannot comprehend clearly the great goods, the prodigies of one who is newly born in my will and time. Therefore, of all that I tell you, you can do everything. More so, since my will itself will do it, as though identified with your little being. On the other hand, for one who is reborn in my will upon departing from the earth, it is the divine will that makes her find its immense seas to make the soul be reborn in it. She does not carry her God with herself, it is God that makes himself found by her. What a difference between the two! Therefore, greater grace I could not give you than making of you the newborn of my will. And if you love to grow, let my will alone grow.